The Africa Report.
26 minutes past five. Good morning to you. Soko Sibiya is the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com. Soko, good morning.
Good morning, Abungile, and to your listeners.
How are you doing this beautiful Thursday morning?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic because I know tomorrow is Friday.
Hey. Nice.
All right, so preteen from Benin is off to university. What is a preteen?
A preteen, I mean, you know, we consider our teenagers any time from 13 to 19. So this kid is younger than that, and he's off to university. Now, traditionally, we normally go to university when we 18, 19, end of matric. But the piece from Benin, at the age of 11, sat for his end-of-year exams, and he passed, and he made it. So he's now probably one of the cleverest kids in Benin. And he has now basically stunned everybody, and he's off to university to study economics because he got 17 out of 20 for his maths marks and other flying colors for his other subjects. And what it's just shown is that, you know, it's that whole thing that we are intelligent people. I think there's always this this narrative or rhetoric that, you know, intelligence is not in Africa, it's somewhere else, and we always have to import it. But it's actually within us, and if it's just nurtured properly, it becomes better. And this is what they're doing with this child. So at 11 years old, he sat for the end-of-year exams in the country, and he made it. And now the government is helping his mother out in terms of finding the best possible education to now take him forward. So at the age of 12, he'll now be starting university.
Absolutely lovely. And you also talk about the Spice Princess of Africa.
Yes. Now, a lady by the name of S.C. Bartels, you know, just like anybody else, she has the same story where she did odd jobs. You know, she worked in the office, she worked for this person, she worked for that person. But all along, once she had actually started eating, you know, and traveling, she got to know a bit more things about spices and how things are made. And she actually fell in love with the whole spice trade, and she found out that there's a gap in the market of people who sell and who collect spices, African spices, and actually commercialize them for African consumption and obviously even for export. And that's what she did. So she left the companies that she was working at, and she started selling spices and making condiments, so things like what we would look at as acha today, you know, like little things where you put the different spices and you make the relishes, and started bottling those things, and that's what she's selling today. She's been doing this for the past 2 to 3 years now, and she's actually made it really well, and she doesn't regret why she'd left a good paying job to actually start following her dream.
Isn't that the case, though, whenever you go about following your dreams, is that you've got to jump at the end of the day, and hopefully you just hope you don't hit the floor. Some net of some sort will catch you. I guess so. Cool. You know what? We chat tomorrow morning on Friday. Any plans for Friday or the weekend?
Friday is actually the day for the road trip with my friends, because now it's my birthday weekend.
Yeah. Okay. I know. Don't worry. I'm going to bring Rafik and Johannes tomorrow. We're going to sing Happy Birthday.
Yay.
Soko, always a pleasure chatting with you. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.